Tim Billingsley joins us on Panthers Radio as Dynamics. And Tim, there's no silverware on the line this weekend, but it's a pretty big game on Saturday.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're pushing against them in the playoff race, and them losing last night, you know, Cardiff really did us a favor. But, you know, we're going up to Glasgow and, you know, remembering the last game, what happened. And, you know, if we can get that game, it's a four-point game. You know, 2 points we get, 2 points they don't. So, yeah, it's huge, and we're looking forward to it.
Every game against Glasgow has been a real contest this season, hasn't it? They're two very evenly matched sides.
Absolutely. I mean, they have a really good squad over there, you know, and you know, coached well, and they play well, and they all know their system. So, you know, we know what they do, and it just comes down to us, you know, who wants it more.
And on Sunday, it doesn't get any easier. You go into probably one of the more hostile environments in the entire league. And the game that we played against Fife last time they came here got a little bit chippy towards the end. Are you expecting more of that when you go up there?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been a battle against them, especially going up to Fife. You know, it's a great atmosphere there. It's great. I'm sure it's great to be the home team, but it's a little tough being the away team. So, you know, we're expecting things to be, you know, a good game, obviously, within the rules, but it'll definitely be a little chippy.
And then you got to experience the playoff finals last weekend, last season. We're in the race for the playoffs now. And have you been telling the guys what it's like to make it to that final weekend, the excitement about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the first things I told Ole this year was, you know, playoff weekend's amazing. You know, the atmosphere here for those games are just crazy. The whole city's buzzing. So you really want to make it there. And, you know, that's our goal right now. And it's looking good.
And lately, you've been on, paired on the blue line with Josh Tetler, a big GB prospect. What's it been like playing with him?
I love playing with Tets. You know, he's just a happy-go-lucky kid. Wants to be here, wants to learn, so that, you know, you really want to help the guy out. But I thought he's been amazing. You can see the strides that he's been making over the last year, and it's just, you know, it's great to play with. And, you know, it's always funny seeing other teams' faces when they go up against a guy at 6'6", and so it's nice.
And lastly, you've been named in the 28-man squad for the GB games in April when Torpedo come here to Nottingham Arena. You must be looking forward to putting on that jersey in your home ice arena.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when the schedule came out and then, you know, I was fortunate enough to say make that 28-man roster, I was really looking forward to it. And, you know, it'll be a great experience and I'm definitely excited to play a game in Nottingham.
And getting to play the game in Nottingham gives you a good chance to make a good impression to make that final squad, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of spots up for grabs and I'm just going to do my best. And you know, if I'm selected, then I'm going to be a tremendous honour, and I'm, you know, really looking forward to it.
And not looking too far, like I say, if selected, but you must be looking forward to the potential of going up against your good buddy, Claude Giroux.
Yeah, you know, it's that'll be pretty fun. You know, I haven't played a competitive game against him probably in a long time, or if ever, so that'll definitely be fun. So depends on how they do. I might have to send him a text to say, you know, you got to come over there, and it'll be a good fun.
Right, best of luck, Tim.
Thank you.